Our scripture reading for the Sunday of Resurrection is taken from the first verse up to the 8th verse of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. We are reading from the NRSV translation, updated edition. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you can bear much fruit and become my disciples.
Listen to what the risen Christ is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, heal us, and give us new life. Amen.
In the tradition which I come from, I'm going to open us with a short prayer. Dear God, thank you for this day. I pray that you will guide me in this preaching, allow your words and your wisdom to flow through me so that you may impart the wisdom of this passage to this congregation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. How do we as a church fulfill our triple mission? So to answer this question, I want to take a look at the metaphor of Jesus as the vine and us as the branches and apply it on a few different levels. So, some background on the imagery of the vine. So, in my research for this, I learned from enduringword.com that the symbolism of a vine, as in a grapevine, was often associated with Israel. So, in the Psalms, in Isaiah and Jeremiah, there's lots of places where Israel is presented as the vine which God tends. When I was younger, I thought, like, oh, there's a tree, and there's a branch, and the vine is wrapped around the branch. But no, it's the vine, and the branch is of the vine. So why was it used in this passage? So at the time when this book was written, the Gospel of John, it was written by the Johannine community or addressed, often used in this community. And it was written during a time when Christians were splitting from Judaism. Christianity was starting to become its own thing. And in that process, you know, there was a lot of division from the Jewish families and communities that these new Christians came from. And they were also facing a lot of persecution, like from the Romans and from, within their Jewish communities also. So, as a church, we are a branch of Christianity, originating from Christ, from Jesus. And if we are to bear the fruit of the vine that is Jesus, we can't lose our connection to Jesus' teachings and commandments. Even as we work towards increasing rights for LGBTQIA people in this country and the world, we need to remain in Jesus and Jesus in us if we are to do the work in this space as a church. Let's not think we can't go the road that many other branches of Christianity have, of being disconnected from anything Jesus taught or commanded. And what's the greatest commandment? Love. Yes. So, in Matthew it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, and mind. And the second greatest commandment is this, love your neighbor as yourself. Later in this chapter in John, in verse 12, it says, in verse 10 to 13, it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. What I take from this, laying down your life for your friends and for loving your neighbor as yourself, is it's a little bit like the branch and the vine. We're one organism. We're all interconnected and interdependent. As Leela Watson has said, paraphrased, my liberation is bound up in your liberation. As Marsha P. Johnson, at one of the first people at Stonewall, said, there's no pride for some of us without liberation for all of us. We need to see other people's and other sectors' struggles as things which affect us. Like, within our LGBT community, like, caring about what affects trans people, even if we're not trans, and outside of the LGBT community and other sectors, like, concerning ourselves with the plight of new drivers. Greater love is when we so invest in one another's well-being that we take on some of that risk and some of that pain in order to liberate them, understanding that it also liberates ourselves. And even as we fight oppression, and especially as we do, as we deal with persecution as queer people, we cannot forget love. And sometimes it is a really hard ask when we see people who are determined not to love us. And sometimes, even within our own organizations, or within our own churches, it can be hard to love your neighbor, your teammates, the people closest to you. Like, fortunately, though, it's not all on us. Jesus is the source of radically inclusive love. And I hope that takes off some pressure to drum up all that feeling of love on yourself. Like, it's not all up to your own brilliance. If we abide in Jesus, we will bear much fruit, is what the passage says. So, there is some debate what exactly is meant by fruit here. Some may say it's the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And the Holy Spirit is a transformative force. In the passage it says, God will prune us, so any branch that bears fruit, God will prune so that it bears more fruit. So, if we abide in Jesus and abide in love, love is both the commandment and the fruit. We will produce the fruits of the Spirit, and the Spirit will transform us so we provide even more fruit. And the process of pruning, which Pastor Joseph talked about a little bit in last year, listeners, as you may know, it's cutting, trimming away parts of us which are beneficial. And sometimes it may seem like something you'd want to avoid, like, am I not enough? Why are you trying to change me? But if you're willing to let go of ego and trust the process, be open to change, then the Holy Spirit can transform us to provide, to be more fruitful. And I think if we abide in love, we can bear more fruit as a church and fulfill our triple mission of keeping safe space, proclaiming the radically inclusive love of God for all people, and participating in the wider work of justice and peace.